Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 25th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Hit the Island. Leading off today, Apple has once again proven victorious in its ongoing legal battle with Epic Games. This week, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld the decision first handed down in November of 2021, which found that Apple is not a monopolist under either federal or state antitrust laws. As a refresher, the battle between Apple and Epic Games began when Epic circumvented App Store policies and added a direct payment option to Fortnite for iPhone. Epic Games then sued Apple for not allowing it to use its own payment platform, and the court ruled that Apple must allow developers to steer app users to external payment platforms, but it concluded that the company did not meet the legal test to be considered a monopoly. After that decision was handed down in November, Epic appealed the decision that the App Store is not a monopoly, arguing that there is no other way for developers to sell iPhone apps other than through Apple. And Apple also appealed the decision, focused on the judge's ruling, that Apple must allow developers to guide users to external payment platforms. But despite appeals from both Epic and Apple, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled this week almost entirely to uphold the original decision from November of 2021. The court reaffirmed the original judge's findings and said that Apple does not meet the test to be considered a monopoly, and that Apple is under no obligation to offer competing app stores on the iPhone. The court also reversed the original district court ruling that Apple was not entitled to attorney fees from Epic, so under this decision, the case will now head back to a lower court where attorney fees will be calculated, and Epic will then be required to cover Apple's attorney's fees for the case. In a statement, Apple said, quote, "Today's decision reaffirms Apple's resounding victory in this case, with 9 of 10 claims having been decided in Apple's favor. For the second time in 2 years, a federal court has ruled that Apple abides by antitrust laws at the state and federal levels. The App Store continues to promote competition, drive innovation, and expand opportunity, and we're proud of its profound contributions to both users and developers around the world. We respectfully disagree with the court's ruling on the one remaining claim under state law and are considering further review." End quote. That decision that Apple says it respectfully disagrees with is the court's upholding of the original ruling that Apple can't forbid developers from directing users to third-party payment options, but Apple has stopped short of saying it will file an appeal. In other news today, over the last several weeks, CarPlay has been in the headlines quite a bit thanks to GM's decision to bail on the platform and Rivian's continued excuses for never supporting CarPlay. But Apple doesn't seem to be concerned and has now updated its website to promote the fact that over 800 cars on the market currently support CarPlay. Apple says, quote, "It's easier than ever to find a vehicle that works with CarPlay, with more than 800 models to choose from," end quote. Apple's list includes an in-depth rundown of most every car on the market that offers native CarPlay support, and it also denotes which cars support Apple's Car Key platform, which is what allows you to store your car key directly in the Wallet app on your iPhone and Apple Watch. Car Key support is far more limited than CarPlay, and your options today include cars from BYD, BMW, Genesis, Hyundai, and Kia. We've got a full list of all of the car manufacturers that support CarPlay and Car Key at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Hit the Island, an innovative and incredibly fun game for iPhone, iPad, and even your Apple Watch. The premise of the game is just to use the paddle to hit the ball against the island as many times as possible, but of course it's not that easy. The ball speeds up, it can get cloned, the paddle shrinks, and there are other surprises throughout the game. Hit the Island includes an arcade mode, challenging levels, and so much more. You can hit the link in the show notes below to check out Hit the Island and start playing today for free. My thanks to Hit the Island and Fun Media for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Apple's plans to transition most of its product lines to OLED displays have been widely reported on in the past. A new report this week from analysts at research firm Omdia says that Apple's roadmap also includes a pair of external displays, including a 32-inch and a 42-inch that both are using OLED. First and foremost, this report differs from previous rumors on Apple's plans to release an OLED MacBook. Other stories have said that the MacBook Air will be the first Mac to switch to OLED, potentially as soon as 2024. Omdia, however, believes that Apple won't release an OLED MacBook until 2026, and it'll be in the form of a new MacBook Pro. As for the iPad, this report mostly aligns with what other sources have said. Omdia believes that Apple will release its first OLED iPad Pro in 2024, while it's also continuing to investigate foldable formats for the iPad. But where things get interesting is with Apple's plans for external displays. Currently, Apple sells the 27-inch Studio Display and the 32-inch Pro Display XDR, neither of which feature mini-LED or OLED display technology. The Omdia report suggests that Apple's roadmap includes a pair of OLED external displays, with Apple targeting a 2027 release date, with one measuring 32 inches and another measuring 42 inches. One thing that's not immediately clear is whether these would be standalone external displays, similar to the Pro Display XDR and the Studio Display, or if they would be panels used in a future iMac. Remember that as it stands today, the only iMac Apple sells is the 27-inch entry-level iMac. But as exciting as the possibility of 32-inch and 42-inch OLED displays from Apple might be, we would treat this rumor with some skepticism for now, especially considering just how far out that timeline is. Apple's plans can change, and even if the company is currently working on 32-inch and 42-inch displays, it's entirely possible they never see the light of day if the release target is 2027. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Mastodon or on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.